Fourth Sunday in Lent. Thought 1, the prodigals. The prodigal son is referred to as such because, as the first definition of the word prodigal indicates, he has recklessly and wastefully squandered his share of the inheritance. He returns home, but we do not call him the homecoming son. He confesses to his father, "I have sinned against heaven and against you," but we do not call him the repentant son. He remains to us as the static prodigal son. We do not know if the repentance-inspired transformation is permanent or if it fades as his belly fills. This detail is not overly important. But this parable contains a prodigal father as well, which is noteworthy. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the second definition of the word means having or giving something on a lavish scale. Our prodigal father offers grand-scale forgiveness, lavish banquet, an over-the-top welcome home, while the prodigal son personifies gluttony, greed, and selfishness. So today, will I be the prodigal son or the prodigal father? Questions for journaling. Number 1. When I am prodigal, as in wastefully extravagant, what do I overdo? Because prodigal also means to have or give lavishly, I can also ask, what is it I do or give lavishly? Question 2. The prodigal son came home because he was hungry, but this parable is also the story of our spiritual homecoming. So I might ask myself, what do I hunger for?